Monday, April the 3rd, 2006, tips from the top floor 110, Photoshop corner number 12.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hi Chris, this is Graham from the UK. I just wanted to thank you and everyone on the tipsfromthetopfloor.com forum for all the fabulous help, the inspiration and hints and tips and everything. It's just been a real eye-opener and it's really starting to help me learn a lot more. Just wanted to thank you and the rest of everyone else. Keep up the good work. Thanks, bye.
Hi Chris, this is Fred Selters here. I'm walking with the dog and just listened to Tips from the Top Floor 109. Great show, thank you.
And today's show will have to be pretty short, but I'll let you in on how you can frame your pictures in Photoshop.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Yeah, welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the podcast about all things digital photography. My name's Chris Marquardt, and if you listened in to this show lately, you know that I'm really, really busy these days. Just 6 more days until I open my new media production business, and my schedule has been so full. And even though I'm trying hard to not let that reflect on the show, I'm afraid that today's show will be a bit shorter than usual. It's another new month, and as our release pixie wrote on the Tips from the Top Floor homepage, it's a new month, it's a new vote. Podcast Ellie has reset their votes as they do every first day of a new month, and if you want to help this show to stay in the spotlight, I'd appreciate your vote on Podcast Alley. The process is easy. Just go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com, enter your email address into the voting box and click the vote button. Thank you. And I wanted to say a quick hello to all the listeners on MBN, the mobile broadcast network. Just saw that Tips from the Top Floor is now listed on their directory, and chances are you're listening to this show through their service as we speak. So welcome to all of you out there. And also a big welcome to all other first-time listeners. I'm currently doing 2 shows per week, but that will soon change back to the original schedule of 3 weekly shows, and hopefully that'll happen sometime in April. And now let's get right into the main topic. Here's today's
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
Framing an image can be understood in multiple different ways. It could mean to use framing elements in an image composition, such as a window or something, or in this case, it simply means to add a digital frame to your image during post-processing. Now, the first question obviously is, why should I frame my images? And of course, as with so many other things in photography, that's entirely a matter of taste. The 3 reasons why I usually frame images are these. First, I like to have something about my pictures that ties them together in a way, and I believe a frame works good in this respect. Second, it gives me a convenient location to put my copyright mark and my name under my images without interfering too much with the actual image. And third, I simply like it this way. I usually only frame images that go online. That's mainly images that are resized to a smaller size for the web. The images I print usually don't get frames because they might end up in a real frame, and that will then certainly interfere with each other. And because I haven't found an online printing service yet that does precise enough cutting of the images to keep my frames fully intact. So the frame that I usually do consists of 3 elements: a white border around the image, a slight inside shadow on the actual image so that it gets the tad of a 3D look, and my name and copyright mark. Let's open up an image in Photoshop and try this ourselves. Once you opened the image and did all your resizing and sharpening and everything, Alt double click the background layer in order to turn it into a regular layer. Then Control Option click the new layer icon at the bottom of the layer palette in order to create a new empty layer below the image layer. You should now have an empty layer at the bottom and your image layer above it. There are other ways to get there, but the way that I just told you about is kind of the shortest one. Adding the frame now is quite simple. Go to Image, Canvas Size, switch the units in the dialog to pixels, check the box that says Relative, and enter the same value for both width and height. In case of this image, a value of 25 pixels seems to work quite well. Entering that will extend the canvas by 12.5 pixels on either side. And don't worry about the canvas color, we'll address that in the next step. In case of my own images, I usually use white as the frame color. In order to get the frame white, choose the bottom layer in the layer palette, go to Edit, Fill, and select white as the fill color. Now, in order to give the frame a bit of a 3D-ish look, I usually add a tad of inner shadow to the image. So let's do that now. Click the Add New Layer Style button at the bottom of the layer palette. That's the second icon from the left that depicts the letter F, and choose inner shadow. The values that work good for me are an angle of 135 degrees, a distance of 2 pixels, a size of 3 pixels, and an opacity of around 35%. But again, those values are entirely my personal taste, so what works for you might be completely different. The last step is to add your name and the copyright. Select the topmost layer, click the T icon in the toolbox, that's to add new text basically, choose a font you like and type away. And don't worry if it's too big or too small, you can always resize the text later. And here's a hot tip for you. To get the copyright symbol on a PC, hold down the Alt key and type 0169 on the number pad. You'll have to have NumLock enabled in order for this to work, but it's a great little shortcut that can save you a lot of time. I'm not sure how that works on a Mac actually, but maybe one of you Mac users out there could send me some audio or email feedback on this. In terms of color, I usually choose a light gray for the font in order to not make it too distracting. It's mainly about the image after all. And if you need to resize the text, select the Move tool from the toolbox, hit Ctrl or Option T to engage Free Transform mode, and resize the text by grabbing one of its corners and dragging it to the desired size. And here's another hot tip for you. You can easily preserve the aspect ratio of the text during the resizing if you hold the Shift key pressed while dragging. And last but not least, simply move the text into place on the border and you're all set. Now, if all that looks like a complicated and time-consuming process to you, take a look back at Photoshop corner number 7, which was about actions, because a repetitive thing like this framing business is a perfect candidate for automation. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for listening, and even bigger thanks to all of you who already voted on Podcast Alley. Again, the process is quite easy. Just fill in your email address into the vote box at tipsfromthetopfloor.com and hit the vote button. And you can do that right now if you're sitting at your PC. Release management for today's show was provided by Matt Armstead. And you can leave your feedback, questions, inputs for the show 4 different ways. You can post something on the Tips from the Top Floor forum, which is definitely the best photography forum on the net with the coolest people around. You can leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. You can send an MP3 greeting to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And you can, of course, also send an email to the same email address. Thanks again for listening. My name's Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Enjoy your week. Talk to you again on Thursday. Until then, have a good one. Gotta do what is right, I won't give up the fight.